Good morning. It's March 14th and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. As the clock struck midnight on December 31st, 2023, the average dwelling price in Australia had soared to an eye-watering $933,800, a 4.8% increase from the year before. This surge in property prices comes amid a backdrop of rising housing loans, setting the stage for what experts predict will be a 10% jump in dwelling prices by the middle of 2024. The escalation has been particularly pronounced in Queensland, Western Australia, and South Australia, rather, painting a varied picture of the housing market across the nation. Despite the booming real estate market, the financial comfort of the average Australian has not kept pace. Since 2019, wages have only seen a 12% uplift, with average household disposable income trailing slightly better at a 16% increase. This discrepancy has pushed the ratio of the average dwelling price to annual household disposable income per capita from 13.5 times in 2020 to a staggering 16.4 times. The dream of home ownership is drifting further away for many, exacerbated by interest rates that stand 3.5 percentage points higher than they were 4 years ago. The implications of these developments are profound. Prospective homeowners now face a dual challenge: affording to buy a house and managing the repayment of loans under significantly higher interest rates. Experts are sounding the alarm, indicating that, without a concerted effort to increase the supply of housing and address the demand inflated by distorting tax incentives, the path to housing affordability will only grow steeper. The current trajectory suggests a future where the Australian dream of owning a home could become increasingly elusive for the average citizen. In a disturbing revelation from Queensland, a 31-year-old man from the Sunshine Coast faces a staggering 116 charges related to crimes against children. This case has sent shockwaves through the community, highlighting a grave concern over the safety of minors in the digital age. The individual in question allegedly embarked on a sinister campaign targeting minors online since August 2023. His method of operation and the extent of his alleged crimes were uncovered, leading to his arrest in February by the Child Protection Investigation Unit. This swift action underscores the vigilance of law enforcement in protecting vulnerable members of society. Among the charges, the man is accused of heinous acts, including rape and indecent treatment of children. The severity of these allegations cannot be overstated, as they represent a profound breach of trust and safety. Furthermore, he faces charges related to the possession and creation of child exploitation material, as well as supplying dangerous drugs, adding another layer of criminality to the case. The suspect has been refused police bail, a decision reflecting the serious nature of the charges against him. He is scheduled to make a court appearance on March 18th, where the legal process will begin to address these grave accusations. Meanwhile, police have successfully identified the children allegedly involved in this case, a crucial step in ensuring their safety and well-being. This case is a stark reminder of the dangers lurking online and the imperative need to safeguard our children from predators. It also highlights the relentless efforts of law enforcement to bring such individuals to justice, offering a glimmer of hope amidst the darkness of these revelations. As Western Australia braces for an impending weather threat, a cyclone is on the horizon, potentially escalating to Category 2 strength by Saturday. This development poses a significant concern for residents, especially along the Pilbara coast, where the cyclone's path, though uncertain, might lead this weekend. Forecasters have signalled the formation of a cyclone off the coast of Western Australia, with predictions pointing towards it reaching Category 2 strength. The ambiguity surrounding its trajectory adds an element of unpredictability, with the Pilbara coast identified as a possible target over the coming days. The looming threat has prompted authorities to issue warnings to the community, emphasizing the need for preparedness against possible flooding. Residents are advised to brace for heavy rain and the consequent rise in river, creek, and stream levels. The guidance includes assembling emergency kits, securing vehicles and livestock, and staying vigilant for evacuation alerts. Moreover, drivers are advised to proceed with caution, particularly at crossings and floodways. They are urged to respect road closures and carry extra supplies to navigate through potential emergencies safely. The emphasis on personal safety and preparedness underscores the seriousness of the situation. In light of these developments, the public is encouraged to keep abreast of the latest emergency warnings. Staying informed and prepared is crucial as the situation evolves, ensuring the safety and well-being of those in the cyclone's potential path. In a fiscal face-off that's catching national attention, New South Wales leaders are in a standoff with the Prime Minister over a significant shortfall in GST revenue. At the heart of the dispute is a $310 million reduction in funds for New South Wales in the 2024-25 financial year, a move that's stirring up considerable controversy and debate across the state and beyond. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns and Treasurer Daniel Mucchi are leading the charge, demanding answers from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese about the unexpected dip in GST allocation. They argue that under the formula used just a year prior, New South Wales is missing out on a staggering $1.65 billion. This comes at a time when other states like Victoria and Western Australia are seeing their GST coffers swell by $3.7 billion and $838 million, respectively. The crux of the issue traces back to changes made in 2018 under the Morrison government. These modifications introduced a no-worse-off clause that has since been criticised by independent experts, including noted economist Chris Richardson. Richardson's analysis suggests that these changes are costing each Australian taxpayer roughly $400 more each year, highlighting the widespread impact of the policy. The repercussions for New South Wales are stark. Treasurer Mucchi has slammed the current GST allocation system as absurd, pointing out the significant challenges it poses for the state's financial health. With the GST downgrade, achieving a budget surplus next year is deemed virtually impossible, marking a serious blow to New South Wales's fiscal strategy and planning. This unfolding drama underscores the complexities and tensions inherent in federal-state financial relations, with New South Wales now at a critical juncture as it navigates these choppy fiscal waters. In a world increasingly driven by renewable energy and technological innovation, the partnership between Australia and Canada in the critical minerals sector is a beacon of collaboration for sustainable growth and environmental stewardship. Together, these nations are harnessing their rich resources to power the future, from wind turbines to electric vehicles, all while upholding the highest standards of democracy, reconciliation with Indigenous peoples, and the pursuit of carbon neutrality by 2050. Australia and Canada share a common vision for the critical minerals market, emphasizing the need for diverse, resilient, and fair supply chains. These minerals are not just commodities. They are the building blocks of renewable energy technologies that are essential for achieving net zero emissions. By advocating for robust environmental, social, and governance standards, both countries are setting a global benchmark for responsible mineral extraction and supply. The collaboration extends beyond ideals. It's about practical steps towards optimizing regulatory processes, sharing expertise, and diversifying supply chains. This partnership aims to create a transparent, secure, and innovation-driven environment that attracts secure foreign investments in the critical minerals sector. The end goal: to ensure economic prosperity, generate good jobs, and contribute to the global fight against climate change. The cooperation between Canada and Australia in the critical minerals market is more than an economic alliance. It represents a shared commitment to sustainable development, environmental protection, and the well-being of future generations. By working together, these nations are not only securing their own economic futures, but are also playing a pivotal role in the global transition to renewable energy. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.